Alright everyone, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Your daily dose of real talk about navigating life with grit and grace. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you unlock the best version of yourself, one 5-minute chunk at a time. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a supportive community for mental health. Because let's face it, guys, sometimes life throws punches and we need a squad to catch us before we hit the ground. It's not about being weak, it's about being smart, recognizing that we don't have to go through this roller coaster alone. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind as you build your own support system. 1. Understand what supportive means. It's more than just a shoulder to cry on, right? Think active listening, genuine encouragement, and celebrating each other's wins. It's about showing up for one another, no matter what. 2. Break the silence. Ever feel like you're the only one struggling with certain emotions or challenges? Newsflash, everyone feels that way sometimes. But bottling it up just makes things worse. Open up to trusted friends, family, or even a therapist. You'd be surprised how many people are going through similar stuff. 3. Find your tribe. Look for communities where you feel accepted and understood. This could be a group focused on shared interests, hobbies, or even just guys who value open communication about mental health. Remember, your tribe is out there waiting to welcome you with open arms. 4. Be the support you want. Want a supportive community? Start by being one. Offer a listening ear, celebrate successes, and be there for people when they need it most. A little kindness goes a long way in building a strong support network. 5. It's okay to ask for help. This might feel tough at first, but trust me, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. There are amazing resources available, therapists, hotlines, online communities. Don't be afraid to reach out when you need it. Now, picture this. You're going through a rough patch, feeling overwhelmed and alone. But then you remember your support system, your buddies who always have your back, your family who offers unconditional love, or even that online community where you find understanding and encouragement. That's the power of a strong support network. It can literally be the difference between sinking under the pressure and coming out stronger on the other side. So, let's wrap this up. Remember, creating a supportive community for mental health is about open communication, genuine care, and being there for each other. It's an investment in your well-being and the well-being of everyone around you. Now, I want to hear from you. What steps are you taking to build a stronger support network? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, please know that you're not alone. Reach out for help. There are people who care and want to support you. Until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep rocking it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.